front of the speaker is his old time Jack as well.
I don't really need to say much about my father, but I will. As it seems that everyone knows my dad and knows him very well. For the record, my father was born on July 5th, 1925, and he was a lucky man right from day one. His parents were immigrants from Rhodes, Jack and Raina of Israel. English was only their second, maybe third language. By all accounts, my father was given two very loving and strong parents. How lucky. My father was the oldest son, actually the only son. My father had two older sisters, Ray and Sarah, who both doted over him like he was a prince. Both Ray and Sarah have innumerable stories of what they did to make sure my father was treated like a king. And later, his younger sister, Emily, joined the lead of her older sisters, Ray and Sarah. Ray, before she died, and Sarah and Emily all tell these stories without any hint of annoyance or irritation. They loved their brother. What a lucky guy. And by all accounts, he was largely a benevolent king. My father grew up on the mean streets around Yesler and around 23rd, and grew up with the thugs of the likes of Joe and Louie and Sam. What a fierce gang. What a terror they must have been in the neighborhood. How lucky to have lifelong friends from the hood. My father was a Garfield High School Bulldog. He played football for Coach Brigham, but admitted he never got past the third team. He did get the full attention of the school principal, though. My father wasn't afraid to stand out, even be a target if he could have a good time and entertain. To that end, he and, I believe it was Louis Russo, they had sweaters that they dyed pink. And wearing those sweaters, they arrived in the school at an opportune moment for a grand entrance. And the principal called them in, and he reamed them. And he had them leave school to change out the sweaters, demanding that they never wear them again. He never did, and those sweaters became expensive rags. But my father sure did get a ride out of that school. After high school, he entered the Army for World War II. He got as far as Hawaii. He likely would have had to storm the beaches of Japan, but he was lucky again, personally only, but the A-bomb alleviated that dreadful possibility, and he returned home. After the war, he met my mother. How lucky was he? And how lucky was she? What is it about a teeny apartment and curtains covering open kitchen cabinets that would let one to believe they would be married for 61 years, and a really good 61 years? Their marriage was enviable. And with the last 25 years or so in retirement, they really did everything together. From Costco runs, making business decisions, trips to Boston, they did it all together. They had fun doing it. They were a real pair. What a marriage should be. My father ended up graduating from Seattle University. Soon after, he and Dick Galante opened Sherwood Foods in the Sherwood Apartments on Mercer Island. In the early 60s, they sold that store to Bill Munsey, the hydroplane driver, and reestablished as Pine Street Foods at the corner, remember, at the corner of 8th and Pine, downtown Seattle. For all those years, my father worked 6.5 days a week, only taking off on Sunday. I can't say I ever felt neglected, not the least, because every free moment he had, he dedicated it to my mother's and sisters and myself. I don't think he knew the word in-laws. My mother's family and his sister's family were immediate family to him. And from first generation and carried on to second generation of nephews and nieces, and in later years to their children. He was a direct father, not an in-law to my wife, Fauna, to Josh, and he's a grandfather to Allison. He was very proud of his grandchildren and their accomplishments. And they gave him great joy and contentment. His great-grandchild is already showing great delight in knowing his great-grandfather. father was proud of this country, often referring, as mentioned, to income taxes as a privilege, and he used the opportunity to give back. He viewed the opportunity to give back as the true meaning of success. He was an endless source of thoughtful advice and insight, and never took lightly the role he played as the patriarch of his family. He was always accepting, helpful, generous, and encouraging to his family and friends, always. There are some lessons in business my father imparted to me. One of them is to be fair in business dealings. He did not want to be cheated, neither did he want to cheat the other guy, even if given the opportunity. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the term win-win was first used in 1977. I looked it up. The term is now commonly used in business courses and even in popular daily conversation, but my father knew this concept long before the term was invented. He said you didn't have to win it all in that deal. It was okay. It was preferable to leave something on the table for the other guy. We're all in this together. My father didn't need much. He was a giver. And in fact, he had a hard time being a taker. Of what he had only a little pleasure in holding it. He had the most pleasure in spreading it around. He always had little fights with him at the table. And who would get the last piece at the dinner table? Each of us insisting that the other person take the last piece. In time, he escalated to spats in restaurants, almost comically, about who would get to have the bill. He always insisted on taking it. I didn't win often, and I had to play almost dirty to win that honor of paying for him. He respected other people. There were no small people. There were no small jobs in his eyes. Everyone deserved to be treated with dignity, their job respected, and compensated in a dignified level. That's the way he was. Systemic integration of people really got under his skin. I don't know if it's really my place to tell you this story, but I will. I think it shows a seminal event for a young, a seminal event at a young age of how my father came to be the man he was. When he was about 10 or 12, he and three buddies took a trolley to Alki. They were going to go swimming in the public pool that they had there at the time in those days. The attendant at the door said three of the boys could go in, but the fourth boy was not allowed in. He was Asian. My father's Asian friend simply turned around and went home by himself. And my father and his buddies went into the pool. He always looked back on that day as a day he could not forget. He felt shame and regret. There may not have been a lot he could have done to dissuade the pool attendant, but he knew he should not have abandoned his friend and should have declined to go to the pool and stay with him. And it stayed with him and it bothered him to the end. My father's greatest joy was his family and friends. Failed every one of them immensely. He didn't just like to play golf. He liked to play golf with his golf group. He didn't just like to play poker. He liked to play poker with his poker group. My father was unshakably devoted to his friends. In fact, he'd vehemently argue ideas with people, but at the end of the day, he'd still consider that person, that same person, his best friend, as he was prior to the argument. My father made some good business decisions in his lifetime. He worked hard during his life, but he'll tell you, a lot of it was luck. I'm not so sure. But his greatest wealth was in his family and friendships, of which so many can be found in this room today, and some of those already fallen. He had so many great friends and he valued them to the end, in that he was a lucky man. And for him, I say thank you. He is already greatly missed, We are infinitely grateful for the extra years we've had with him. He was always young at heart. 1 year ago, he wanted to purchase a small piece of real estate. He was already winding down, but he wanted to purchase a small piece of real estate, which he did. He was already feeling the effects of his illness, but he told me the property was a good fit for his needs, and his acute analysis told me it was an excellent value, but mainly he just loved the idea of staying in the game. Today, his buying has failed him. But his unlimited love and spirit and memory never will. And his memory always will be a blessing for you.